Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what's going on, guys? And as always, you know that before I start every single episode, I always like to take a few moments to give God some thanks because I believe that without Him, none of this would be possible. So I just pray that somebody out there that's listening is inspired, encouraged, and motivated, not only to learn more and do more, but to become more, right? And I pray that in Jesus' name. So thanks for hanging out with me. Listen, guys, I know for the last several episodes, I've been interviewing some amazing people that have been doing some amazing things. And I know that I've been getting a lot of requests asking me when am I going to do another solo one. So here it is. Here we are today. You and I, me and you, we're getting ready to rock and roll. So thanks again for hanging out with me. This week, guys, we're going to be talking about purpose. Why finding it is important, what happens when you find it, and how does it feel once you found it, right? All the things that so many people are, that's like the main question. You know, the reason, one of the reasons why, you know, people live their whole lives and not finding their purpose, and we're going to get into all these topics, but what I wanted to do was purpose. I want to give you the definition of purpose right up front. Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. Okay, the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. And the reason why finding your purpose is so important is because it creates a sense of meaning in your life, because you'll know what you love to do, what you're good at doing, and how you can use your purpose to contribute to the world. And I can't even begin to tell you how many people I speak to very frequently that don't even know what their purpose is in life. They just don't know. I asked them, do you know what your purpose is? And they just have this dumbfounded look like, no, I really don't. Like they don't really put too much thought to it. And it's because life is just going and going and going. And you don't really think about it because we're all going through life, right? Life is busy. Life is hectic. We're always go, go, go. And nobody really takes the time out to think about what their purpose is in life. So it's a critical thing for people to understand. So I want to talk about a couple things, all right? First thing I want to talk about is what happens when you don't know what your purpose is, right? You know what happens. You just start to let life happen to you. And many of you are going to, some of the stuff we're going to talk about is going to resonate with you because you're going to say like, man, that's how I feel right now. And a lot of times you just let life happen to you when you don't know what your purpose is. You go through the motions, you wake up, you brush your teeth, you go to work, you come home, feed the kids, give them a shower, watch some TV maybe, go to bed. And that's like the normal for so many households in America. They just let life happen to them. Another thing that'll happen to you when you don't know what your purpose is that you'll tend to settle for whatever life throws your way, whether you like it or not. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You know, sometimes you're in a situation or a circumstance and you're asking yourself, how did I get here? How did I get here? And even though you may not like where you are or feel comfortable where you are, you just tend to find yourself settling like this is all there is. And trust me, I get it. I've been there myself for several years of my life until I finally found what my purpose was. But you tend to settle for whatever happens, you know. And like my wife and I are always talking when we meet people who are like that. They're like, when we just look at each other and we're like, man, you know, those people are just letting life happen to them. And it's such a shame because those people that we're coming in contact with, and maybe people that you know as well, you see them and you're like, man, they have so much potential. They have so much creativity. They have so many great ideas, but they're not utilizing it, right? Because they don't know what their purpose is. You also tend to conform when you don't know what your purpose is. You start to conform to your environment. You start to conform to the way things are. And again, listen, for me, when I was younger, I was, you know, and I got in the wheelchair, I conformed a whole lot. to a new lifestyle. I conformed. I was getting disability checks. My mindset was like, oh, I'm never going to be able to do anything great. I'm just going to live and die in this wheelchair. I'm going to live at home with my parents for the rest of my life. And I conformed. I started to conform with this new lifestyle that I had to live. So again, I'm speaking from experience to you guys, but I know that you guys, some of this stuff is resonating with you guys, because if you're not maybe living like this, you definitely know someone who's living like this. And there's things that we can do to change that mindset. There's things that you can do to change that mindset or change the mindset of those that are around you. Another thing that we tend to do when we don't know what our purpose is we tend to rationalize why we don't have more in life. Think about that, right? And rationalize. I love definitions. If you haven't caught that already from several of my shows and my books, I love definitions and what the meanings of words are, because it lets you use them in the proper context. And it really lets you understand the deeper meaning of the words that we use. But rationalizing, by definition, check this out. This is incredible. Is the attempt to explain or justify one's own or another's behavior or attitude with logical, plausible reasons, even if these are not true or appropriate. So in other words, you tend to justify why you're living the way you're living, even if what you're saying to yourself is not true and appropriate. So in your own head, you try to make yourself believe that everything is okay, that the lifestyle that you're living is okay. And listen, I'm not saying that, you know, if this sounds like the type of lifestyle that you're living in, that this is the end of the world. I'm just explaining some of the signs and symptoms of what it looks like when people don't know what their purpose is. And I'm going to help you find your purpose, and I'm going to help you to understand not only find your purpose, but what to look for and how to know that you found your purpose, right? What does it feel like? What does it look like? And we're going to talk about that. But don't rationalize, you know, with why you are where you are, because there's certain moves that you can make, there's certain mindsets that you can tweak and adjust, and there's certain actions that you can take, right? So that you can start to live a life of a purpose-driven life and start to do things that you've never done before, start making your dreams come true, start executing on your goals, and start to see the life that you've always dreamed of become a reality, right? So how do you know that you've found your purpose? Right? Some people say, well, how do I know I found my purpose? And that's a very good question, right? How do you know? But listen to this, guys. You'll know when you found your purpose because you'll feel it in your bones. You'll just know without a shadow of a doubt that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing, because it makes you feel excited, right? It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel driven. You wake up on fire, right? I remember the first time that And I had an idea that, you know, speaking and coaching and becoming an author and doing all these amazing things was my purpose. But I'm the type of person that I need like confirmation after confirmation. So I needed a couple confirmations just to make sure that I was on the right path. And I remember one time I was speaking at this school, and I was speaking to a young girl who was in college, taking college classes to become a neurosurgeon, right? She wanted to become a neurosurgeon. And I was there sharing my story, sharing my journey, and sharing how I was able to overcome all these different challenges and adversities, and living life in the wheelchair. And at the end, I asked everybody if they had any questions. There was a few people that raised their hands, but this one particular girl didn't. And afterwards, she came up to me and she was like, you know what, Mr. Flores, you know, I'm in college right now. I want to become a neurosurgeon, and it's so difficult. It's so hard. And I'm feeling like really giving up. But after hearing your story and everything that you're going through, and that the condition that you have is a neuromuscular condition, she said, man, Jose, I'm like fired up to continue going forward, to continue moving forward, because who knows, maybe I'll be the one to find a cure for what you have. And I said, oof, that blew me away. That blew me away, guys. It completely blew me. And when I told my wife, we both started to get teary eye and emotional. And I looked at my wife and I said, babe, this, I know without a shadow of a doubt that this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And from that point on, I knew that I was functioning in my purpose. I knew that I was functioning in my purpose. But you'll feel it in your bones, guys. You'll feel extremely inspired, right? Because you found something of value. It's like finding a check. You're like, wow, I'm inspired. I'm motivated. You're excited. You'll feel extremely inspired because now you know what you're supposed to be doing. When we spoke about this earlier, what you love and how you can contribute that, make a contribution to the world. And another thing is that you'll start to see things coming together and falling into place for you. You'll start to see things coming together and falling into place for you, and it'll blow you away. Some of the things that you'll see, you would have never imagined can happen for you. But when you start functioning and moving in your purpose, right, you'll start to see the pieces of the puzzle come together right before your eyes. And sometimes it gets so surreal because you're thinking to yourself, man, this could have never happened to me. And some people actually think that this shouldn't be happening to them. Sometimes they feel unworthy. Sometimes they feel worthless or useless. And again, I felt like that as well. Like, there's nothing that I can be doing that's going to be great in life. I won't be able to make an impact or leave my mark or leave my legacy on this planet when I'm dead and gone. And I know so many people, think the same way or have similar thoughts. But man, let me tell you, once you find out what your purpose is, it's exhilarating. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. That sounds like an introduction to a movie, right? But you actually feel all of those things inside of you, and it gets you so excited and so pumped up because you know that you found your purpose and you're making an impact. You're actually making a difference in life. And most people don't think that that's possible. Most people don't think that they can make a difference because they think that their ideas are too small, their dreams are too small, their significance is not enough, their capability is not where it should be, they don't feel qualified enough. And we can go on and on and on about talking about why people don't feel purposeful in life. But the reality is, guys, is that we were all born with a purpose and on purpose. And they say that there's two important days of your life is, number one, the day that you were born, and number two, the day that you find out why. And that's purpose, my friends. That's purpose. When you find out why you were born, what you were created for, what you were meant to do, it is going to change your life. It's an absolute game changer. So what are some of the things that happen when you do find your purpose, right? When you clearly know what your purpose is, it becomes an internal mechanism allowing you to focus more clearly on what matters most to you and those that you're impacting. One of my mentors said, Jose, every day that you wake up and you don't put a piece of content out there, or you don't put a video out or some type of something motivational, inspirational, you're being selfish and arrogant. So, right, not only on the things that matter most to you, but what matter most to the people that you're impacting and that you're inspiring, that you're motivating, that you're encouraging, that you're helping to push along, right? Push along in their own race. So once you find your purpose, those are some of the things that happen. You get clarity on life, right? You get clarity on your life purpose. People without clarity of purpose often find themselves stopped or stuck in life. And again, when I got into this wheelchair, you talk about feeling stuck. There's sometimes even today where I feel stuck. Why? Because I have to depend on people. For the smallest, most insignificant things, I have to depend on people. And I feel stuck sometimes. That's just the reality, right, of the way that I have to live. But I understand that that's just a temporary moment. But there's some people that literally feel stuck in life and cannot move from that place of feeling stuck, right? So they often find themselves feeling stuck, which isn't surprising because they haven't tapped into their passion. So they're like a high-powered automobile, right, without any fuel in their tank. It's this beautiful car, race car, let's imagine, right? Race car at the Daytona 500, ready on the racetrack, which is a symbolization of life, but they don't have any fuel in their tank. They're wiped out, they're drained out, they're empty, they're living on E, right? But that's what happens when you don't know what your purpose is. But once you get that clarity of purpose, you get unstuck, right? You get unstuck. Not only do you get unstuck, you become unstoppable. Right? And not in a cocky, arrogant type of way, but in like a confident, motivating, inspiring, like I won't stop until I win kind of way. Right? That's how it is. You become unstoppable. You develop extreme self-motivation. Why? Because you automatically get up and get fired up for life. You don't need anyone to push you or motivate you or inspire you. You just automatically, it's like that internal mechanism that I was talking about. It automatically kicks in when you need it to. Why? Because you're living a purpose driven life. You're allowing your purpose to drive you forward. You're allowing your purpose to push you to levels that you never thought you'd meet and reach in your life. And also life becomes more fun because let's face it, living on purpose is a lot more than living in fear. Right? And we've seen so many people, even now with the whole pandemic going on, we see how many people are actually living in fear. They actually let the media and TV and radio dictate what their lives are going to be like, what their futures are going to be like. And so they live in a state of panic, a state of fear, a state of uncertainty, a state of not knowing. And right, there's sometimes where we're going to all experience that. But the key is to not let yourself get stuck in those spaces. Because they're not healthy spaces. And when you get wrapped up and entangled in that web, right, in that media web that's just feeding you and feeding you and feeding you all this negativity, it's overwhelming. Let's be honest. It gets very overwhelming, very frustrating, very uncertain. Like we start to panic and we don't know what to do. But when you have purpose, all of that stuff doesn't really matter. Like it matters, but it doesn't matter. and I think you get what I'm saying. It matters, but it doesn't matter because you know what your purpose is, and nothing or no one and nothing that's happening around you or what anyone says is going to stop you from living that purpose. Why? Because you're purpose driven. Your purpose is driving you forward every single day. Not the media, not the news, not negativity, not your friends, not your family. Nothing is driving you other than your purpose. And when you understand that concept and you realize that, life becomes a lot more fun because now fear is not an option, right? Fear is not, you've learned how to overcome it. You've learned how to avoid it and you've learned how to navigate through it and not let it cripple you. So life becomes that much more fun. So there you have it, guys, right? What happens when you don't know what your purpose is, you know, finding what your purpose is, and how do you know that you found your purpose, and what does it feel like when you found your purpose? These are all some quick tips that you can implement immediately, some quick signs that you can recognize immediately, and, you know, hit me up, DM me, PM me, depending on what platform you use, email me, info@joseinspires.com. Let me know what your purpose is and how it's felt like for you, because I'm interested. I'm interested to hear from different people, different people's perspectives, different people's walks of life, and how they found their purpose and how it made them feel and how they're utilizing that to make an impact and contribute to the world around them. It's an amazing experience once you find it. I hope that every one of you that are listening and watching this are finding it or finding it soon, or headed towards finding it, that you're not settling, that you're not just rationalizing, you're not conforming, you're not just letting life happen to you, and you're actually taking life by the horns and living a purpose-driven life. So listen, guys, I appreciate you. Go ahead, don't forget to review, leave a 5-star review and comment on iTunes and Spotify or whatever platform you use. It helps me climb up the ranks. So I appreciate you guys for tuning in every single week. Share this with your friends, your family, Lottie Dottie, and everybody. And listen, guys, until next week, make sure that you don't stop until you win. Take care and God bless. I'll see you at the top. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires360.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.